The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to review a law that could require TikTok's Chinese parent company to divest its ownership in the app or face a potential ban from U.S. app marketplaces.
The justices will begin hearing oral arguments on January 10th, slightly more than a week before the law is set to take effect on January 19th. Opening briefs are due by December 27th, according to a brief court filing. The Supreme Court indicated that the discussions would focus on whether the law infringes upon First Amendment rights. Lawrence Keller reporting.
The U.S. Department of Defense announced that two Guantanamo Bay detainees have been transferred, marking the departure of three detainees within 48 hours.
The Pentagon stated that Malaysians Mohammed Farik bin Amin and Mohammed Nazir bin Lep were sent back to their home country to complete a five-year sentence issued in June. Additionally, officials recently confirmed the transfer of Mohammed Abdul Malik Bajabu to Kenya. Liam White reporting.
Authorities say 12 people were found dead inside a restaurant at a popular ski resort in the Caucasus Mountains of Georgia.
The Metsketa Metianeti Police Department of Georgia's Ministry of Internal Affairs reported that the bodies were discovered in Gudauri, a well-known ski destination near the Russian border, about 75 miles north of Tbilisi, the country's capital. Benjamin Wright reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
The former Alabama police sergeant has been sentenced to over a year in federal prison, followed by nearly 2 years of supervised release after admitting in August to assaulting a man in a jail cell.
The U.S. Department of Justice announced Tuesday that Ryan Phillips, formerly with the Daleville Police Department, will serve 16 months for a civil rights violation. The assault occurred on March 1, 2022, according to court documents. A lawyer for Phillips, 42, did not respond to requests for comment. Kevin Sanders reporting.
A small cargo plane on a training flight crashed into an empty building shortly after taking off from Honolulu's airport, igniting a fire and killing both pilots on board, officials said.
Kamaka Air Flight 689 struck the structure at Daniel K. Inouye International Airport around 3:15 p.m. Tuesday, the Federal Aviation Administration confirmed. Video footage captured the plane veering sideways at low altitude before crashing into the building, sending up a thick black plume of smoke, Jim Kender reporting.
A Louisiana resident has become the first person in the U.S. to be diagnosed with a severe case of bird flu.
The Centers for Disease Control reported Wednesday that the individual may have been exposed to sick or dead birds on their property. A CDC official noted that such exposure from backyard flocks is rare in the United States. Of over 60 bird flu infections in the U.S. this year, more than half have been recorded in California. Jessica Oakley reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.